On Saturday at 5pm, the Port Adelaide Footy Club will hold their annual internal trial, a tradition that was born in 1997 and continues to this very day. With only 48 days until Port kick off their season against Fremantle at the Adelaide Oval, the intra-club is the perfect opportunity to open the gates to the fans and give them a taste of competitive footy for the first time this year. 6,000 fans are expected to flock through the gates for the cost of a gold coin donation to witness the hit out and lay eyes on the new players for the very first time. Port Adelaide are aware that they can't compete with the big clubs. They celebrate when they make a year-on-year profit, even if it's a measly $26,000 like it was in 2017. But the one thing they know is that their heartbeat is the community. In addition to this, the club is holding a members' convention for 750 supporters and members of the media, where coach Ken Hinckley, footy boss Chris Davies, assistant coaches Nathan Bassett and Brendan Lade, and high-profile president David Koch will address and answer questions from the crowd. Post-game, all listed players will hang around to mingle, sign autographs and pose for selfies with the spirited supporter group. How's that for access? Despite the obvious benefits for clubs and supporters, Port Adelaide may be the only club in the competition holding an intra-club match in 2018. The intra-club, it seems, is dead. Clubs either don't do them, or if they do, they shut out the fans with the excuse they are closing the session to keep their game plan out of the gaze of rival clubs. The Philadelphia Eagles were victorious in Monday's 52nd Super Bowl, where your average ticket would set you back around $3,200, and is increasingly obvious our Australian game is becoming more and more Americanised. Our football vocabulary includes words such as offence, defence, quarterback, clutch, free agency, and our wannabe recruits are now put through a draft combine. I've even heard some AFL contributors suggest our players should ditch the traditional game day attire of club polo and team tracksuits and replace it with expensive tailor-made suits, gold jewellery, designer headphones worn by the eccentric American superstars. Please, spare me. I'm sure NFL clubs wouldn't open up their doors for an intra-club and welcome the fans. Yet another example of our following of the American systems. If your club isn't holding an open intra-club, they are severely punishing you, the fans. On the back of the record $2.5 million TV deal, our players are the richest in the game's history, and we cannot let them become out of touch to the everyday supporter who invests their wages into club memberships, merchandise, and is slugged $5 for a bottle of water at Etihad Stadium. I understand each club are holding modified trial games weekly at training, and the players hardly get excited about holding a competitive game against themselves, but the slow death of the intra-club is just another sign that our game is becoming more and more unreachable for the average fan. Have your say, 9429 1116, or text us your thoughts, 0433 98 1116.